Welcome to the Retail Success Club podcast. I'm your host and founder of the Retail Success Club, Allie D. I'm a seven-figure multi-retail business owner, and my whole mission here is to help you build the boutique or brand of your dreams. So let's dive into today's show.
Hello, welcome back to the Retail Success Club podcast. I'm Allie D, your host, the founder of Retail Success Club, the mover, the shaker, the gal that's going to be transforming your entire retail business so we can start getting you all of the dreamy sales that you dream of. Welcome. Today we are in part two of our How to Sell Your Shiz Online series. So in the first part, which precedes this episode, if you haven't listened to it yet, please go listen to it. There is so much valuable information and you really need to understand everything that's going down in part one before you start adding in part two, which is the second half of this series. So when we look back at part one, I talked about your aesthetic visual hook. I talked about your on-screen hook. And now we're going to move on a little bit more to the meat and potatoes of selling in your actual content, what that should look like, and how that's actually going to convert to sales for you. So hopefully I can make this nice and quick and succinct so you know exactly what you're doing and you feel super duper comfortable every time you're creating content. Because all you do is you just rinse and repeat this strategy every single time you create content. It always goes back to making sure these four elements are really super duper clear and evident in your content. And that's going to be how you're going to actually create content that's going to work for you on a regular basis. And I always say, when I say work for you, what I actually mean is get you sales, make you sales, make you money. Okay. So let's start into the second half of the series. The next thing, which is number three, that I want you to focus on in your content is your messaging. Y'all, your messaging is everything. What is your messaging? Your messaging is how you speak to your ideal customer. It's the marketing language that you use inside of your content that is actually going to resonate with your ideal customer. It's how you connect with them. It's how you relate to them. It's how you attract them. It's how they trust you. It's how they get to know you. It's how they like you and how they end up wanting to buy from you. If your messaging is off, or if you don't have any good messaging strategy, again, it comes down to strategy. Your messaging is going to fall flat and no one's really going to resonate with it. And so what this may look like for you in your business is you're posting on a daily basis, but you're really not seeing engagement. You're not seeing any views. You're not seeing people sharing your content. They're not saving it. They're not coming back for more. They're not visiting your website from your content. They're not converting into sales. When you have strong messaging that speaks exactly to your ideal customer's needs and wants, that's when the floodgates open and that's when things really start opening up for you and your business. So let's talk about messaging a little bit and how this is going to relate to your business and your content and how you're going to level up on it. So your messaging has to be extremely clear for your ideal customer so you can immediately identify in your messaging who they are and how you can help them. Real quick, if you've been trying to figure out how you are going to get more sales online, like you are freaking ready to hear that Shopify notification, you know, the little cha-ching multiple times a day. You want to sell out your new arrivals fast. You want to post content or send out an email and within minutes start bringing in the sales. You have to nail down your sales strategy and your content strategy. These are the two most important factors that will drive your sales. These are the backbones of any thriving business. Inside the Sales Lab, which is a small group mentorship program working directly with me, this is what we do. This is my whole mission, to get you so dialed in on your content and your sales strategy that everything starts to work for you 24/7 in your business, driving you sales no matter what you're doing, whether you're on vacay or at a baseball practice with your kids, at brunch. Your business should be working for you. We want you present in your life to feel more fulfilled. And that comes with creating a business that you can depend on. If you're interested in joining us inside the Sales Lab, DM me the word sales on IG or TikTok, and we can talk more about it. But I will say, this is for the action takers only. No lazy girl business owners allowed, okay? DM me the word sales and let's get started. So I'm going to give you an example because I feel like this is always like an easy way to look at messaging. So an example of poor messaging would be something like, hey, we've got some new arrivals today. Let me show you what I have. We've got this pink dress. We've got this white top. We've got this new pair of jeans. Thank you for watching. Okay, so that's like some very generic cookie cutter messaging, but y'all, a 99% of you are guilty of this. So I want to say this with love. It may sound silly, but if you go back and look at your content, it's going to most likely fall into this category if you're not yet exploding online with your business and blowing up and seeing crazy sales, okay? Now, specific messaging or good messaging is going to speak directly again to your ideal customer's needs and wants. So what this could look like is something more like this. If you are a stay-at-home mom and you are so tired of wearing leggings every day, but you still want to be comfortable, let me show you this brand new two-piece set that we got in that I think you're going to love. So as you can see in that messaging, I'm not just saying, let me show you my new arrivals. I have a two-piece set. Okay, womp womp, great. So does everybody in the world. What you're saying is you are targeting a specific person that you believe you can help. You can actually fix and solve a problem or a frustration that they have on a daily basis. That frustration is going into their closet, opening up their dresser drawer, seeing a drawer full of the same leggings they've been wearing for the past 2 years. They're so over it. They want to level up their identity. They want to feel a little bit better. They're just tired of putting on the same old, same old. This is all messaging. These are all things that you would say in your content that creates an emotional trigger in them because they're like, yes, that's me. That's exactly what I struggle with every morning. Wow, like this person gets me. I am going to buy anything they sell because they know exactly what I need. We can relate to each other. I am so grateful that I found this boutique online. Oh my gosh, where have you been all my life? That's when your messaging does the trick, right? Because then the person feels like they have found the gold standard when it comes to the person that they want to buy from, shop from, hang out with online, be a part of the community, be involved with. It is so critical that your messaging gets to be very on par with who your ideal customer is. And this is why I get frustrated when people say like, okay, this industry can be oversaturated. There's too many boutiques online. No, because this is what makes you special and what makes you stand out is how do you come across every single day unique and different and in a more creative and dependable way for your customer? What are you saying every single day in your content that's actually going to be helping them instead of worrying about selling your new arrivals? That's how you have to change your mindset. You have to stop focusing on making money, making sales. What's this going to do for me? How is this post going to get me more followers? How can I get more engagement on this post? To alleviate all of those questions, just refine your messaging. To alleviate all the stress of what your content is going to do for you, change it, flip the script, start thinking about what your content is going to do for your customer, create your messaging around that, and that is the secret to successful sales online. That is when you start seeing your engagement pop off, your views explode, your comments be filled with people that are like, oh my gosh, this is exactly for me. You're speaking to me. Where do I buy? Send me the link. Does it come in more colors? That's when you start getting those types of comments and people going directly from your content to your website and making a purchase, adding to cart and actually checking out, giving you their email address, opting in for all of the different ways that you want to communicate with them. And think about your own shopping pattern. Like I know this is the way it is for me. When I'm shopping online and I find a boutique that I connect with, I'm like, I want to hear from you like via text. I want you to email me. I want to see stuff in your stories every day. I want to get emails from you. Like I want to know when you have new stuff because your new stuff is perfect for me. You see how this can totally change the trajectory of your business when you start including messaging in your marketing that is so specific for your ideal customer? You also don't feel salesy because everything you're doing is helping your ideal customer. And I really want you to like sit with that for a minute and be like, okay, I'm not just pushing product just to sell product. That's a very empty way to run a business. And if you want to feel fulfilled by your business, if you want to wake up every single day and think, yes, this is exactly what I want to do. I want to help people every single day. I want to get them what they need. If you start thinking about your business more like that instead of what's in it for you, this is when you start waking up also every single day feeling so excited, so inspired, so ready to like jump in and be like, okay, this is awesome. Like, I love my freaking business. This is so fun every single day. That's where you get to that place, that excitement, that energy, that happiness. It's honestly from connecting with customers in your content. So again, if you haven't figured it out already, your messaging is going to make or break your content, hands down, period. You have to have good messaging and we have to get good at it. And this is why inside the Sales Lab, this is a small group program, by the way, that I work with students on that are in the Retail Success Club, but they want to work like closely with me. It's a small group program. I mean, it's as close to one-on-one as you're actually going to get. Okay, so we're like working so hands-on. And inside the Sales Lab, messaging is one of the most important things that we work on and refine all the time. Because the more refined you get, the more specific you get, the more sales you get. And it's just that simple. So inside the Sales Lab, it's something that is so important to me because my whole mission in there is just to get you to connect with your customers on a deeper level so you can build a content strategy and a sales strategy that freaking works for you 24/7, brings in the sales. I always say, whether you're on vacation, whether you're hanging out with your family, whether you're on a beach in Costa Rica, wherever it is you are, we want your business working for you when you're not attached to your phone. And the way that you do that is by creating content that sells for you over and over and over, even when you are absent online. So if you want to work with me more closely on your messaging, DM me the word sales either on Instagram or TikTok, and we could talk more about how I can help you with your specific messaging for your business. I give you custom feedback. It's super duper fun. The group is amazing. The women inside are like freaking go-getters. They're about to blow the F up, and I'm so excited for them. Okay, let's move on to our fourth and final element that is so important to your content and so many of you are terrified to do. And I remember being like this too. So I'm saying this again with love. I know this is like a scary, weird thing to add to your content, but if you want to make sales, you have to do this in your content as well. Okay, this is going to be number four, your call to action. This is also known as a CTA. And what this is a statement that you make either verbally with your words or on screen text or preferably both, where you are telling the customer exactly how they can buy from you. That's the call to action that really scares people. And it's so simple. It's just something like, if you want this top, you can grab it on my website at, you know, shopyourfavoritestore.com. Something simple like that. Or, you know, if you're interested in this, just head over to my website. It's shopyourfavoritestore.com. Whatever it is, or it's just popping up at the end saying buy at shopyourfavoritestore.com. Sorry, I just made up that random store name. But it's a very simple but very important piece of the sales puzzle, because this is when you're saying to them, after you've showed them the most perfect thing, if you want this, this is what you do. You have to tell your customers what to do. Otherwise, they will scroll on by, or they will save it, or they will chalk you up to bestie status. And I have seen so many boutiques fall into like bestie status where you're getting followers, but they're really just following you because they like your vibe, but they don't really even know that you sell something because you're just kind of like overloading them on memes or trending sounds, trending audio, but you're not telling them like, hey, I actually sell stuff and here is where you can buy from me. So the call to action can be a little frightening, but you get used to it. And then you start seeing what the reality is. You're helping your customer by telling them exactly what to do if they liked that stuff. If you like this, go to my website and buy. If you like this, swipe up on the story. Whatever it is for you and what specific type of content you're creating across the board, you have to add your call to action. And maybe you're just like starting to build your following and your call to action is like follow for more. Or follow me on IG, or follow me here if you like this type of clothing. Whatever it is, your content, no matter what it is, whether it's a content that is a meme or a content that is more specifically selling an item, like we talked about in my example in messaging, you have to have a call to action at the end. Every single piece of content has to have a call to action. Okay? Are you getting this? So if you're posting a reel, call to action at the end. If you're posting a TikTok, call to action at the end. If you're posting an Instagram story, call to action. It's so important. And by the way, I want you using your Instagram stories more. So you need to be posting on your Instagram stories every single day. And I'll create an entire podcast episode on that. But the basics are post on your Instagram story every single day, at least 5 stories where you are just dropping product with links back to your website. That's like a little bonus tip for this creating content that sells your shiz series. Okay, so that is the scoop when it comes to the content framework that I want you to use every single day when you're creating content to actually sell your shiz, okay? We've got that aesthetic hook, we've got your on-screen hook, we've got your messaging, and we've got your call to action, okay? Hopefully this was really great for you, and now you feel more confident when you go into stepping into your content creation mode and pressing that little red button. You're gonna be like, okay, I remember what Ali said. Let me make sure I have all of those elements in this piece of content before I even hit the red button, so I know what I'm doing. I have a framework, I have a strategy, and I'm actually using my time wisely. We're working smarter, not harder, by creating content that's actually going to sell for you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And don't forget to please give us a 5-star review. Share on your stories that you're listening to this podcast. Tag me on it. I love seeing you guys taking action. And it's one of the most important things you will ever do for your business. Hopefully you took a bunch of notes, and I will be stalking all of your content online. Oh, and feel free to tag me in your content anytime you try this framework so I can take a peek and let you know how you're doing. Okay, guys, have a super week.